So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be about this Persian invasion and the 2400 abs that stood up against it.
What?
Well, 300 Spartans, but they each have 8-pack abs, and those are kind of the focus here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So anyway, at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna have this guy that's, like, inspecting a baby, right?
Okay.
And the narrator's gonna explain that these people, if they see a baby that's small, puny, sickly, or misshapen, they discard that bad boy.
Oh, man, that's a perfect way to introduce the bad guys.
No, these are the heroes of the story.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so the Spartans just put their kids through crazy abuse. They make them fight each other, kill each other, survive in the wild.
That's horrible.
No, actually, that makes them great.
Okay, I'm not clear on the messaging so far, but I'll get there, hopefully.
Well, see, these people are the strongest because they have this system where you die if you're not.
And that's... we're rooting for these guys.
We sure are, sir. And so we're gonna meet the Spartans, and they live in Sparta, which is a Greek city-state where shirts have been outlawed, apparently.
Wow.
And these Spartans are super badass. Their whole thing is that they kneel to no one.
Oh, very cool.
Except this guy Leonidas, because he's the king, so they kneel to him.
Right, sure.
Also, he kind of kneels to this council of people with skin conditions, because that's just, that's tradition.
All right.
But other than that, no kneeling at all.
Okay, yeah, very cool.
Well, except the skin condition guys, they listen to this naked dancing oracle lady, so technically she calls the shots.
So everything's just kind of up to the dancing lady then.
I guess so, yeah. Everybody kneels to the dancing lady.
Huh?
So anyway, one day this messenger comes along.
Oh, does he have a message? Messengers always have messages.
He does have a message. He's like, Leonidas, you gotta give some earth and some water as a symbol that Xerxes is your ruler.
Oh, I bet Leonidas doesn't like that idea. He only kneels to people with bad skin and dancing ladies.
Yeah, and plus this messenger guy was rude to his wife, so Leonidas pulls a sword on him and kicks him into this super deep giant hole they have in the city.
Why do they have a giant hole there?
I don't know, I guess it's like a well or something for water.
So the king just killed someone in the water supply?
I guess so, sir. So Leonidas really wants to go to war because Xerxes is on his way with like a million Persians.
Okay.
So he goes to the bad skin council and he's like, we gotta go with our army. This is serious.
Sure.
So they check in with the depressed dancing naked lady and then they're like, yeah, no, we're not sending anybody.
Oh no.
Yeah, but turns out they were bribed.
Very sketchy.
So Leonidas is like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go on a walk with 300 of my personal bodyguards, definitely not going to war here.
And so what's the plan?
Well, they want to go fight the Persians in this narrow mountain pass called the Hot Gates, because their numbers won't mean much there.
Sure, okay, smart move.
And so they get there and they see there are a bunch of ships with a bunch of Persians.
Oh man, gonna be tough to kill those guys.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it rains a lot, so these guys, they all just kind of die on their own.
Oh, that worked out great.
It did, but there are still hundreds of thousands of troops coming by land.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the Spartans build this little wall to really make sure to funnel them where they want them to go. If they have hundreds of thousands of troops, can't they spare a few thousand to scale that wall while the others fight?
Sure, but they're not gonna.
Why?
Because.
That works.
So then this Spartan-born guy, Ephialtes, whose parents saved him from being discarded, shows up.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, there's this old goat path you should know about, because the Persians could use that to outflank you.
Oh, yeah, good to know.
And he's like, I really want to fight with you guys to redeem my father's name, but Leonidas, he's like, no, 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 no.
What? Why?
Well, this guy's not able to raise his shield up sometimes, so he can't be a part of their special battle formation they do once in a while.
I mean, he could literally just fight on his own off to the side,
Well, Leonidas doesn't think so, so he absolutely crushes this guy's spirit, and this guy, curses his name, he's so upset.
Jeez.
And then Leonidas is like, man, I hope nobody finds out about this goat path.
Well, yeah, kind of feels like he shouldn't have emotionally destroyed the guy who told him about it.
Yeah, well, he really didn't want him on the team. I don't know what to tell you.
Yikes.
So anyway, then the Spartans wipe out a whole wave of Persians.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and then Xerxes is gonna send these other guys in called the Immortals.
It's gonna be tough to beat people called immortals.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Leonidas has these guys called the Arcadians pop out and help them.
Why didn't Leonidas send Ephialtes to fight with those guys?
Unclear.
Okay.
So then the Spartans are gonna have to fight another wave of Persians, but this time there are some elephants there, so it's slightly different.
So this movie's basically the Spartans fighting wave after wave of Persians.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing.
Yeah, that doesn't really feel like the makings of a movie.
Well, there's gonna be a ton of slow motion, so it's gonna be the length of a movie.
Oh, okay, but like character-wise, is there growth or...
No, 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 no.
Okay, gotcha.
No, mostly slow motion fight scenes and very muscular men in very tight thongs.
Oh, tight thongs are tight.
So anyway, then Ephialtes goes to see Xerxes and it's very mysterious there. There's a goat playing some music.
What?
So Ephialtes tells him about the goat path and Xerxes is like, all right, you can have some money and women and stuff if you want.
He betrays Leonidas.
He does. Pretty crazy development, right?
No.
I guess it was pretty telegraphed.
So is there anything else going on in this movie? Because I feel like I get it now.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, there's going to be this side plot with Leonidas' wife trying to convince people to send the army.
Oh, sounds significantly less interesting.
Oh, it will be. This corrupt politician's going to have his way with her, and then he's going to lie about it, and then she's going to stab him, and that's going to be the end of that.
Sure, that may as well all happen.
So anyway, eventually, Leonidas and his men go up against the Persians one last time, and Leonidas manages to make Xerxes bleed before all the Spartans get killed.
Wow, 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 wow.
And so then it turns out this whole story was being told by one of the 300 Spartans to get an army all jazzed up before battle.
I thought the 300 Spartans all died.
Well, see, earlier in the movie, Leonidas sent this guy away to go tell people the story.
So how did he know how the story ended?
I don't know, I guess he made that part up. He's just trying to get people excited, so he's exaggerating everything, right?
Why'd he include that part about someone sleeping with Leonidas' wife?
I don't know, it does seem unnecessary, for sure.
And that goat musician.
Well, maybe hearing about a goat musician is helpful pre-battle.
I guess it could be.
And so, yeah, that's about it.
Well, you know, it just goes to show it really pays to discard your damaged children and abuse the ones you don't kill.
Wait, no, that's not the message of the movie.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, and did you have anyone in mind to direct this?
I was thinking maybe Zack Snyder.
Oh, you think he's gonna want to make a movie about muscular men in super tight outfits?
Yeah, you know, maybe it'll become his thing.
How would that become his thing?
Hi, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. Don't know why I said that all on the same note. If you did like the video, please share and like. That helps out a lot. And let me know in the comment section what movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.